Today's share in the Deir Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Samach Tes Omud Beis. Mi'etz Hashem, we're going to finish up Simen Reish Tzadi Gimel, which deals with the halachos of Arvis on Matzi Shabbos, Marav on Shabbos night, and start the Dinim of Havdalah during the Shmoneh Esrei. So we're at Sif Gimel at the very top of the Omud, and the Mechaber tells us, Mishu Onus, if somebody is under extenuating circumstances, he's forced, for example, Kigon Shetzorich Lahachshich Al Hatchum Lidvar Mitzvah. He's in a rush to get to a certain point on Matzi Shabbos in order to perform a mitzvah. So he has to walk on Shabbos. He's allowed to go on Shabbos to the edge of the Tchum or wherever he has to go in order to be immediately ready to jump and go Matzi Shabbos to do what he has to do Lidvar Mitzvah. So in this situation, what's the guy supposed to do about Davni Marv and saying Havdalah? So we have the unbelievable din. Yochol l'spalo shemotzi Shabbos miplag hamincha ulamala. That person is allowed to daven Maariv after Plag HaMincha. Now we know you can do this every day. That's the opinion of Yehud in the Gemara, that after Plag HaMincha, it's definitely nighttime already. You daven Mincha before Plag HaMincha, you daven Maariv after Plag HaMincha. But the Chabad is telling us you can rely upon this opinion even on Shabbos. So while it's still light outside, it's still Shabbos in all the dinim of Shabbos, you're already allowed to daven Mincha, and even Ula Havdil Miyad. After Plag HaMincha, while it's still light, you can even make Havdalah. Of course, in this Havdalah, the Mechaber tells us, Avalo Yivarech HaNer, you can't light a candle, so obviously you can't make the bracha on the Ner, you'll make that Matzei Shabbos, not during the Havdalah. V'chein Osu Basiyas Melacha Atzei Sekochav. And of course, you're still holding the Dinim of Shabbos, so you're not allowed to do any melacha until it's definitely vaday after the stars have come out, like we spoke about in yesterday's shiur, like the three small stars are visible, so then you're allowed to do melacha. But the amazing thing about this mechaber is that you are in fact allowed to go and daven marv on Shabbos afternoon after Plag HaMincha and even make havdalah Shabbos afternoon after Plag HaMincha while it's still well light outside before Shabbos is over. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Siv Katan Ches, Hainu, what's an extenuating circumstances that this would be allowed? Shaholech mibeso mibodyom, the person's leaving his house while it's still daytime, and going to walk at sofa tchum all the way to the edge of the chum, v'yoshev shom ad ha'erev, and he'll wait there until it's nightfall, until Shabbos is over, and then he can go beyond the tchum to do his dvar mitzvah. Kidei shemiyad sheyachshach, as soon as it's able to, after dark, yelech l'dvar mitzvah hanochutzlo, he'll go to this pressing mitzvah that he has to rush to be able to do this immediately right after Shabbos is over. And we're talking here, the Mishneh Berurah says, Umayre Shasham lo yimotzi lo kos lahavdalah. Obviously, we're talking that he won't have a cup of Havdalah over there. Either he can't carry it there or there is nothing over there. And therefore, it's better for him to make Havdalah earlier in his house after Plag HaMincha than not make Havdalah over there after he davens Maariv over there, but he doesn't have any way to make Havdalah. Tishavu number 14 brings down, if it's possible for him to make Havdalah over there, nevertheless, he won't be able to daven Maariv over there for whatever the reason, then he's not mechuyev to make Havdalah over there once he davens Maariv earlier, so he's allowed to even make Havdalah al hakos in the place where he davened Maariv earlier. Now this is truly a peladik din, and the Mishneh Berurah says in Sivkot and Tess, we don't really rely upon this. When we call Makom, nevertheless, Kotsu Achronim, who rings down the name of the Achronim, which he says in the Shara Siot Osei, is the Marshal, the Bach, the Morgan of Rome, the Shagas Aryeh, all of these great Achronim say, Dein Lassos Kein. One should not follow this practice that the Mechaber says is acceptable. Because the Dovor Tomuahu L'Rabim, it's an amazing thing, and the public won't understand. Wow, that guy just David Maariv, he just said Havdalah, and it's Shabbos afternoon. As also possible that the person will not understand the subtleties over here and he will end up doing malacha. I daven Maariv and I said Havdalah, I must be able to do malacha. And this is, of course, not allowed. And he says, Ubefrat b'yameinu, the Mishneh Berurah says, especially nowadays, Noagin lasus tomit ki rabbonon shemespal minchar erev. Nowadays it's very common that we paskin like the rabbonon. People halacha l'maisa don't daven Maariv after the Plag HaMincha. They wait till after the Shkia. So he says, in this situation, Mevadeh Medina also lahakdeh Maariv b'motzei Shabbos. One should not take advantage of this kula of Rabbi Yehuda that allows you to daven before the Plag HaMincha and then Maariv after the Plag HaMincha. When people don't do this routinely, so you certainly shouldn't do this in this situation on Shabbos afternoon. And he says, this is very commonly done on Erev Shabbos, where people daven mincha before the Plag HaMincha and make Shabbos early after the Plag HaMincha. That's because there's a mitzvah involved over here by adding on extra weekday time to Shabbos, by making Shabbos early. That's a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. As opposed to Masha'en Kim and Matzi Shabbos, there is no mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos over here at all. Therefore, one should not do this. Dishavut number 15 brings down, B'mikreshim lo yavdil mibod yom, lo yis efshar, lo lahavdil el biyom shlishi. what happens if you're in a situation where if you don't make Havdalah early and daven early on Shabbos afternoon after Plag HaMincha, you're not going to be able to make Havdalah till even up to Tuesday night. You're not going to be able to make Havdalah that Motzei Shabbos at all. So he brings down, we'll learn this in a few days, in Siman Reish Sadites, Sha'odiv Shiabdu B'yom Shlishi V'lo B'Shabbos Mibod Yom. Even in this situation, it's preferable to make Havdalah on Sunday or Monday or even up to Tuesday afternoon evening than making it early on Shabbos afternoon. And he says, therefore, even for people that are sick or elderly in a nursing home or in a situation like that, so the Shevet HaLevi, Zatzal, Rav Ozner says, She'ein lahatu lehem lasos havdolah mibod yom. You still shouldn't make havdolah for them even in this situation. And he says, this heter over here is only for an individual and only under extenuating circumstances and should never be done on a rabbin for the nursing home or for that situation for the sick people in the hospital and certainly shouldn't be done on a regular basis. He points out as well, from Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, that on Yontif Sunday, so you have Matzi Shabbos and you're making it earlier, but you're making Kiddush now, you're making Yontif early in this situation, so then, if it's a real Dochach Godol, B'Shas Hadchak, if it's really extenuating circumstances for a sick person or for or an elderly person, then maybe you could be making in this situation to allow them to make Kiddush Havdalah after the Plag HaMincha. Of course, you don't make it on a candle and you don't do any Melacha until it's well after Shabbos is over. He brings down another kula from Shlomo Zalman that if somebody holds Rabbeinu Tam time, but somebody who he's listening to Havdalah from doesn't hold Rabbeinu Tam time, so he makes Havdalah in what he considers to be an appropriate time, Matzei Shabbos, so the person who holds Rabbeinu Tam time can be Yotzei with the person who makes Havdalah earlier than the Rabbeinu Tam Zman. Finally, we conclude with the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Yud. He says that you're allowed to make Havdalah right then and there after you daven Mincha, according to the Mechaber, after Plag HaMincha. He says, Mikol Mokom, Yamtim Milikros Kriyashma at Seisa Kochavim. But you certainly can't read Kriyashma until it's Seisa Kochavim. If you say the Kriyashma now, you are definitely not Yotzei Kriyashma Shel Arvis. The Chofetz Chaim in Bir Halacha Dibra Masku, Kigon Shetzorich Lahachshich, brings down from the Morgan Abram that it's Mashma, the Chadei Shelo Yispala Baderech, B'mahalech bilvad, that if you're going to end up having to go on the road over here and you'll be davening the Shemoneh Esrei while you're walking, so he says in this situation it would be preferable for the person to daven earlier after the Plag HaMincha, of course, and daven standing up Shemoneh Esrei rather than saying the Shemoneh Esrei while he's walking. However, the Chofetz Chaim writes, I didn't copy this down because we've already learned that the Magen Avraham himself writes, the Olam Solchem Achshav Aman Diomed the Smichas Gula Tilo Odif Mitvila Meumat, that it will be preferable for a person to say the Brachas of Kriyashma together with the Shemoneh Esrei, and even if you're not going to be able to say this standing up, you're going to have to say it while you're walking, while you're moving, it still would be preferable to be Somech Gula Litvila. And therefore, he didn't copy this halacha down because it's not really applicable. The issue for number 17 brings down, what about when you're making this Havdalah earlier? Should you make a Bar Minyan B'Samim? So it brings down from the Prima Godim, it's a Sofik. Is it preferable to make the Bar Minyan B'Samim while you're making the Havdalah earlier? Or should you wait till nightfall and make the Bar Minyan B'Samim then? However, elsewhere, the Prima Godim writes that you should make the B'Samim Bracha when you're being Mavdil early. And if you happen to get new B'Samim later again that night, he's Sofik, Nistapik, Im Yivarech Aleim. Should you or should you not make another Bracha on them? I believe he's saying that there certainly would not be a problem with you making the Bar Minyan B'Samim again later on that night if you hadn't had in mind when you made the first Bar Minyan B'Samim that you would still have this Bar Minyan B'Samim now later on. So you certainly would need a new bracha anyway, regardless of Matzei Shabbos or not, when you smell B'Samim. So he's not talking about the need to make the bracha. I believe he's talking here about, are you mechuyev over here to go and make another Bar Minyan B'Samim? Should you look for such or not? Finally, the end of the issue for number 18 brings down Linyan Tzibur Shemakdim L'Espal Arvis. If for whatever the reason, the Tzibur is davening Ma'ariv earlier, so we learned in Siman Reish Lamed Hei in Shulchan Aruch that the Tzibur should in fact say the Kriyashma and the Brachos and Bisomech Gula L'Tvil in this situation. And you can say the Kriyashma over here, even though you're not Yotzei with it, that's because you want to be Somech Gula L'Tvila, and later on, of course, after it's nightfall, then you repeat the Kriyashma. But of course, you do not have to repeat the Brachos of Kriyashma. Now we conclude Siman Reish Sadi Gimel with the words of the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, v'noagim lomar v'hu rachum u'baruchu b'arichus noam. The minig is to go and say v'hu rachum, which you say before, baruchu, and then baruchu, to say it with a very slow, extended type of a melody. K'dei lehosif michol ala kodesh. She brings that from the Arzuruah in order that you should again add more time from chol, motzei Shabbos, and make it Shabbos, to give it the Tosef Shabbos Kedusha. The Shari Tshuva over here in Dibur HaMaskul, Ubarchu Barichas Noam, brings down from the Bahag, the Halachas Gedolos, at the end of Hilchos Tzitzis, and he says, Meboyele Inshe Laogode, a person should go and try Laharichu Lahamshech. That's what Laogode means, to extend, when he says, Baruch Hashem HaMbaruch L'Yilom V'Ed, at the conclusion of Shabbos over here, in the beginning of Mariv, he should try to extend this over here, and this will save him from Hezekah D'Hai Shabbos, any things that he would be punished for that Shabbos. He also brings down from Rav Hai Gon Zatzal a Kabbalah, Sheesh Hatzlacha, Kishemoshech, Odom, Umarach, Beomro, Baruch Hashem, Amarach, Beku, Avuke, Shabbasa, that this will be a skula for good things to happen to this person who will be saved from all sorts of troubles. That concludes Simon Reish Tzadi Gimel. And now we begin Reish Tzadi Dalet, Dini Havdalah B'Tfilah, the Dinim of the Atuchon Antonu, the Havdalah that we say in the Shemoneh Esrei. The Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph and he tells us, based on the Gemara in Brachos, Omrim Havdalah B'chonin Hadoas. We specifically, Chazal, intended for us to say this Havdalah in the Shemoneh Esrei in the fourth Brach of the Shemoneh Esrei, in the Bracha of Chonin Hadoas. Mishnah Berurah tells us, Sif Kut Aleph, this is true, Afilu im nizdamin shehivdil alakos bikodim. This will be, for whatever the reason, if you happen to have said Havdalah first, you still have to go and say Havdalah in the Shemoneh Esrei in the Bracha of Atochonin Liodim Das. And Yishu footnote 1 points out this is true, even if you said Baruch Hamavdu Ben Kodesh L'chol before the Shemoneh Esrei, before Maariv. Nevertheless, Olov L'Havdu B'Tvila, you still have to say Atochon Antonu in this Bracha. And the Mishnah continues and he writes, V'i Ikar Mitzvah Havdalah Hi Doraisa D'Rabbanon. The whole question of whether Havdalah is a Mitzvah Doraisa or Mitzvah D'Rabbanon, that will Mitzvah Shem will learn about in Simen Reish Sadi Vav. Wait till we get there. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Beis says, we say this in the Bracha of Bechonin Hados. Why? Ukavua Bracha Zu. The rabbis set it up, the Anshei Knesset Zagol set up saying Atochon Antonu in the Bracha of Atochonin. Why? B'mnesha Asur D'Boat Tzrochav Kodem Havdalah. Because a person is not allowed to ask any personal needs on Shabbos, so before you say Havdalah, it's still Shabbos, so you can't ask for any personal needs at this point in time. That's why you have to say first Havdalah Atochon Antonu, and then you can ask for the rest of your personal needs. The Mishnah says, Minok Pashat Lomar, Atochonin Vuchule. You do say the first words of Atochonin, Atochonin Liodam Das, Mlamele Lenosh Binah, Ad Lenosh Binah, and then, Biachakach, Atochonantonu Vuchule. Then you say the Havdalah of the Shemoneh Esrei, the Bracha of Atochonantonu. And he says, then you conclude, Vichonenu, Meitachode Abina Vyaskel, etc. You finish off the Bracha, Bracha Hashem, Chonin Hadas. The issue foot number 2 explains, the reasoning behind this brings down from Shelos Tshuvas Harashba, B'shem Yerushalmi, this brought down the name of the Yerushalmi, Shekishem Sha'asu Lasos Chevtsei Chol Kodem Sheyavdil, just like you're not allowed to do anything for yourself before you make Havdalah, so too you're not allowed to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do things for you, to ask for your needs before you make Havdalah. The Shulchan Aruch Harav quotes the Yerushalmi, and he says, likewise, also Litvoa es Tzrochav Kodem Havdalah, Kemosha also B'Shabbos Atzmo Litvoa es Tzrochav. Just like you're not allowed to ask on Shabbos for any needs that you have, you can't ask them on Matzi Shabbos before you make Havdalah. And he says, based upon this reasoning, Im Shochach Lahavdu B'Tvila, if a person forgot to say Atochon Antonu in the Shemoneh Esrei, so Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down, it's in the Isha Yisrael, Sheitochen She'en Lo Lahosif Bakoshos Shalom Yinusach HaTvila. He should not go and add additional requests in the different parts of the Shemoneh Esrei. We're allowed to add certain requests, either related to that bracha, or at the conclusion of Shomei HaTvila, or at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, before you take the 3 steps back, unless it's actually the regular Nusach of the Tvila. Otherwise, you shouldn't say these personal supplications because you haven't made Havdalah yet. Issue foot number 3 explains the order that we explained. That you first say Atochonein, then you say Atochon Antonu, then you conclude V'choneinu Meyitcha. So he says the reasoning is as follows from the Vilna Gaon: Kidei lekayim eshnei hataamim shehovu b'Mishnah Berurah b'Shaar HaTzion. In order to fulfill these explanations that were stated in the Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar HaTzion in Sifkot and Beis, so the Vilna Gaon explains as follows. According to the reasoning that this is the bracha of Chochma, and the rabbis said that we should institute saying Havdalah in the bracha of Chochmah, because you need Chochmah in order to be able to be Ma'abda ben Kodesh L'chol, so yesh levtoach tefillah b'Chochmah. First we say it to HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Atochonin L'Odim Das, and then, once we said that, we can make Havdalah, Atochon Antonu. Because in Ein Chochmah, lo shayach l'havdu ben dover l'dover, because without the asking for a Chochmah, we can't really begin to understand between one thing and another, between Kodesh L'chol, etc. According to the reasoning, according to reason that you're not allowed to ask for anything before you make Havdalah, so then, first you should make Havdalah, and only afterwards ask for personal requests, such as Chachba. And therefore, when you say Ata Chonein, that's not a personal request for Bracha, that's just the Bracha on the Chachma. And you're not asking for anything until you say the Havdalah. Then you say, please, Choneinu Mi'itcha, please give me Chachma after you've made the Havdalah. Then the Mechaber continues and he writes, "V'im tov lo hivdil." If a person said the Shmoneh Esrei, but by mistake he forgot to say Atachon Antonu, he didn't make the Havdalah in the Shmoneh Esrei, so then Mashlim Tfilah. So he can't go back. There's no chiv to go back and repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. He continues in the Shmoneh Esrei. Once he says the Bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Chonein Hadoas, it's too late to go back and say Atachon Antonu, and he doesn't repeat the Shmoneh Esrei, Ve'eno Choser. Why? Because he's going to make Havdalah on the coast anyway, and therefore in this situation, there is no reason to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. I realize I didn't finish off the Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Beis, which begins at the very top of this Amud Ayin over here, at the very top line of the Mishnah Berurah, so we'll continue reading in the Mishnah Berurah. If a person didn't start off with Atachonin, but he started off with Atachon Antonu, that would be the Ever would be Yotze. What happens if a person totally forgot the Daven Maariv? So obviously he didn't say the Havdalah in the Shmoneh Esrei. He didn't say the Shmoneh Esrei. Im shachach lispal, if a person forgot for whatever the reason to Daven Maariv Shmoneh Esrei Motzei Shabbos, so then he has the regular Tfilas Tashlumim. He first says Shachri Shmoneh Esrei, and then he makes a Tfilas Tashlumim Shmoneh Esrei to make up the Maariv. So mispalu shachris time, so he's going to daven shachris twice, and in neither one ve'eno maskir atachon antanu lo b'rishona ve'lo b'shnia. He doesn't have to go and say atachon antanu neither in the first or in the second saying of the Shmoneh Esrei. Now, what are we talking about? B'medvar mamurim shekvar hivdil me'esmo ala kos. That's when you made Havdalah on Matzei Shabbos on a cup. However, avulim lo hivdil klal. If for whatever the reason was, the person didn't daven Maariv, and he didn't say Atachon Antonu, obviously, therefore in Maariv, and he also did not make Havdalah ala kos, and therefore, he still has an obligation to make Havdalah. D'yesh olav adayin chiyuv mitzvah Havdalah. So then, when he does say the Shmoneh Esrei Shachris, Yaskir Atachon Antonu b'shachris b'tfilo shnia. In the second Shmoneh Esrei, which was the makeup for Maariv, he should add Atachon Antonu into that Shmoneh Esrei shehi lashlama, which was to make up for missing out on Maariv. And then, v'yachakach tzorich lahavdu gam ken ala kos. And even then, he still has to make Havdalah ala kos, kidelekamim simen reish sadites sivav, as we'll learn over there, the halachos of Havdalah ala kos. Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Gimel writes that you don't have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei if you forgot to say Atachon Antonu. Hainu de lechatchilo mitzvah lahavdu bein bitfilo bein mekos. Lechatchilo, of course, you're supposed to say Atachon Antonu in the Shmoneh Esrei, as well as on a kos. You say both of them, l'chatchila. And here, b'di'evet, v'ocha b'di'evet, then, so mech'atzmo amash yadil achar kach ala kos. So, if you forgot to say Atachon Antonu in the Shmoneh Esrei, so then you can rely, b'di'evet, on just the Havdalah that you make ala kos. However, because Markum also la'es ato b'mlocha at she'avdu a kos. But you certainly shouldn't do any melacha until, in this situation, you make Havdalah ala kos, because you didn't say Atachon Antonu. Or, in the situation where you had to do melacha, it's after the Zman, so you're allowed to do melacha, but you didn't make Havdalah in the Shmoneh Esrei, at least in that situation, O Shiomer al Koponim Hamavdu ben Kodesh Lechol. Baruch Hamavdu ben Kodesh Lechol is the nusach that people say, Ukamo Shekosav Sov Simi Reish Sadites, as again, Mitzvah Shem, we learn these halachos when we get to the halachos of Havdalah ala kos. So, in this situation, in order for a person to be permitted to do melacha, even though he hasn't made Atachon Antonu and he hasn't made Havdalah ala kos, if you just say Baruch Hamavdu ben Kodesh Lechol, that would be allowing you to do a melacha even though you haven't said a full Havdalah. The issue foot number 7 brings down a number of instance scenarios where you have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei on Matzei Shabbos, because let's say you forgot Yalav Yovo and you did say Atachon Antonu, but it's Sunday was Chol HaMoed and you're supposed to say Yalav Yovo, which you have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei for if you didn't say it. So he discusses over here that you have to repeat Atachon Antonu in the new Shmoneh Esrei that you make because you really didn't say Shmoneh Esrei yet. When a person forgot to say Shabbos Mincha, so now he's making a makeup Shmoneh Esrei on Maariv time for Shabbos Mincha, so the Shulchan Aruch brings down the Siman Kuvches, Shiyavdu Rak Betvila Rishona. You only make Atachon Antonu in the first Shmoneh Esrei. There's no need to say it in the second Shmoneh Esrei. The issue for number 8 brings down that since there is an ability still to make Havdalah al Hakos, so that's why the rabbis didn't institute that you have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei with Atachon Antonu, because there is another alternative over here to make Havdalah al Hakos. The issue foot number 11 brings down that the Levush is the one that said that you should say Baruch Hamavdu Ben Kodesh L'chol and not just Hamavdu Ben Kodesh L'chol, and that's not considered a bracha, so it's not a problem to say it, even she'ein omer bo Hashem u'malchus, because you're not saying Hashem's name, with Hashem u'malchus. I know we're in the middle of Sif Aleph over here. Mitzvah Hashem will pick this up tomorrow. That concludes today's shir.